City News Time 517 back and in person for the first time in 4 years. City's John Ackerman reports the Coast Mental Health Courage to Come Back Awards return tonight, recognizing five British Columbians who have overcome extraordinary odds.
Local business leader and philanthropist Lawrence Siegel is the longtime chair of the Courage to Come Back Awards. He says it's remarkable that 3 years ago, we were barely allowed to have 10 people in a single room at once. Now he's looking at a sold-out ballroom at the convention center with 1,700 people confirmed and many more on a waiting list.
I think it's saying a lot for maybe the idea that people are ready to get together and celebrate, but I'd like to think also it has a lot to do with what courage is all about.
And what courage is about is recognizing five British Columbians in the categories of addiction, medical, mental health, physical rehabilitation, and youth. Siegel admits coming up with the final five is no easy task for the judges.
And you want to give it to everyone because the stories are so gut-wrenching, but you can't.
And to date, those stories have helped raise more than $22 million for Coast Mental Health and its programs. With the courage to come back, John Ackerman, City News.
City News, a proud sponsor of the Coast Mental Health Courage to Come Back Awards, celebrating 25 years of raising critical funding for British Columbians living with mental illness. Recognizing courage in all its forms, tonight marks the return of the Coast Mental Health Courage to Come Back Awards in person for the first time in 4 years. City's John Ackerman is speaking with the longtime chair of the event about how it feels to be back.
Like many fundraisers, Courage was forced to pivot due to the pandemic.
Of course, it was a big challenge to adapt because so much of Courage in particular relates to human interaction.
Local philanthropist Lawrence Siegel and his team managed to maintain interest with virtual events, including a half-hour primetime TV special that was also live-streamed on our website. He admits he was a little apprehensive about putting together an in-person gathering after all this time.
We had a lot of questions just coming out of the pandemic, but we reached out and we were able to fill the room, sell it out, and in fact, turn people away.
Indeed, 1,700 guests are confirmed for the event, which has raised more than $22 million since it started back in 1999.
You know, you go back 25 years, people just were not talking about mental health. And events like this have created a lot of awareness. People are talking now.
With the Courage to Come Back, John Ackerman, City News.
The Courage to Come Back Awards are coming back. The gala fundraiser returns tonight in person for the first time in 4 years. City's John Ackerman has more on the event and a milestone anniversary.
This year marks 25 years since the start of the Courage to Come Back Awards, and local philanthropist Lawrence Siegel has chaired them for the past 18.
When I signed up for the job, I didn't realize it was going to be this long. So why does anyone stick with something?
The answer is the stories. Courage recognizes five British Columbians in the categories of addiction, medical, mental health, physical rehabilitation, and youth. Siegel recalls seeing boxes of tissue on all the tables at his first gala. He would soon find out why.
I was moved to tears. So was everyone else. And I said to myself, you know what? We need to hear these stories because they give us all hope. And I said, if I feel this way, I'm sure that anyone I know would feel this way.
Siegel is happy to report all 1,700 tickets for the gala are sold out, with many more on a waiting list. He calls Courage the Oscars, but for life.
You know, we all have our heroes. These are mine.
With the Courage to Come Back, John Ackerman, City News.
City News, a proud sponsor of the Coast Mental Health Courage to Come Back Awards, celebrating 25 years of raising critical funding for British Columbians living with mental illness.